Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have with us Eunicia Perrette, who's the CEO of the Empowered Financial Planner. Eunicia, welcome to the program.
Mike, it's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
You know, I love when I hear the name of a company and you just know there's a story behind why it was chosen. And when I hear empowered, I really love that word. It's a powerful word. In fact, in marketing and copywriting, they say, don't ever tell people you're going to help them. Tell people you're going to empower them. So I'm excited to hear about how you serve your clients. And I want to know all about your business, but get us started with your story and your background. How'd you get into the financial services industry?
I got into the financial services industry really out of necessity. I've always been in financial services as an expert, as a strategy consultant. And for many years, I was helping Fortune 500 companies increase their bottom line, do more with less, all of that amazing stuff, right? But what I didn't realize was that as a high income, high earner, myself, my family, we were paying too much in taxes. We were not getting the proper support when it came to how and where our money was invested. And last but not least, what we realized fairly early, but also fairly late in our life, was that when we're thinking about retirement planning was not anywhere on anybody's radar, any of our financial advisors. All they were focused on was all about the today. How much are you going to invest today? How much money can we pull into the accounts for today to make it grow? But we never really had the conversation of what does the future look like? What should it look like? And so it started by me really geeking out and starting to understand what are the different things and what are the different areas at which, in different spots at which we were leaving money on the table. Funny enough, and coincidentally, every single one of the things that I just mentioned has a lot of blind spots that unfortunately we weren't aware of. And so started working on our own success story first. And since then, we've worked with hundreds and hundreds of clients, helping them not only become empowered, but truly change their financial platform around.
And isn't it true when you're describing that, I'm envisioning like a dominoes. You know, when one topples over, it starts just the whole cascade of everything else. So once you start tweaking and fine tuning one area in your financial life, like taxes, and then you start looking at this, and then you start looking, if they start amplifying and compounding and building upon each other, and the dominoes start to fall in your favor, as opposed to if you let it go and ignore it and think, oh, someday I'll deal with that, they start toppling against you.
100%. As a matter of fact, it's funny that you mentioned domino. One of the things that we do with our clients after we start working together is to specifically focus on what is their domino effect. What is that one or two? What are those one or two things that need to be put in place or adjusted or cost optimized or taxes minimized in order to ensure that they can start feeling more comfortable, more secure in how they view finances, how they view their wealth creation efforts? Because that shouldn't be. It's a shameful corner for so many people, even though they may be doing really well, but they don't see themselves as doing well. They see themselves in the corner because of whatever preconceived notion. So that domino effect is very important to make sure that they can start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, and I like the fact that you found yourself addressing taxes initially first, because it's almost like, and I'll use another analogy. And if you say you use this in your business, then we've got a big coincidence going, but because I had no clue you used the domino, it just comes to you. But you know, like the old proverbial bucket, right? People can feel really frustrated because I'm focused on getting more money in the bucket, income, money, cash. But if those holes are in the bucket, like taxes and fees and expenses, well, now it's like going in, but it's all flowing out quickly, not as fast, but quickly. So when you can plug up those holes as much as possible, we can never plug them all up. We can never eliminate fully, but we can mitigate and lower them as much as possible. Now people feel like what I'm doing is being more productive.
100%. And I won't tell you that I used the bucket, but I was at one point in time, somebody asked me, why do you keep calling things? What do you keep saying? We're bucketizing.
Yeah.
So
the idea is that we compartmentalize.
we have to compartmentalize. And at the same time, I tell my clients that when it comes to compartmentalizing specifically, we have to also figure out how we put that $1 to work so that it addresses multiple needs versus splitting it up to the point where there's no point of return and we don't recognize what's happening with our own money.
Well, let's start with that first compartment or bucket and taxes. That's where you said you began. What are some ways that people can start thinking about strategically reducing taxes?
You know, it's funny because when I first started looking at our own taxes, what I realized and it dawned on me, it was that nobody really talks about taxes in the future. Everybody just focuses on the today. As a matter of fact, they either focus on the today or they focus on the later. And what we don't realize oftentimes is that when we're thinking about strategically reducing taxes, it truly means to fully leverage the tax code to our benefit. Now, clarification here, it's not about abusing the tax code or evading taxes. As a matter of fact, it simply just means that we're leveraging it because it was written in that way to enable us to keep more of what we earn, to enable us to grow our businesses, to enable us to really even spend more and put more back into the economy. But oftentimes, a lot of individuals just don't think about that.
And those are, you know, you hear that, and I'm glad you brought up that contrast of we're not saying avoid, and we're saying pay your taxes. But if there's a deduction that's sitting here waiting for you to use and you don't use it, who is damaged by that? You didn't take that deduction and it was there to take. So, from what I understand, the tax code, if we were to pull up, you know, a copy of it, it's a couple, three, four pages, right? It's like
thousands.
It's thick. How in the world is the typical person or business owner or, you know, taxpayer supposed to understand it all and know what options are there to take advantage of? So I think that's a huge piece to keep in mind is it's constantly changing. And if someone like yourself is saying, oh, from knowing your situation, we could take advantage of taking this deduction or this strategy, all within the tax code, not being unethical, but people don't know what they don't know.
No, they don't. And one of the things, before we talk more about what people don't know, that we've realized is that whether we work with successful, super successful business owners or perhaps professionals that are making $200,000-$300,000 per year or more, there's a very strong likelihood that they may actually be paying more in taxes than they should. And what we're finding is that oftentimes when we start working with new clients, just in terms of tax savings, they could easily be saving anywhere between 30 to 50%. Year over year. And in the first year alone, it can make a world of difference to somebody that historically, if we were to think backwards at all the money we could have saved, we could have reinvested back in our businesses, it makes a lot of people very upset and angry. And what I tell them is we can't look backwards. What happened, happened. What we need to focus on is the future and figuring out how do we focus on that.
Now, typically when I hear, you know, I'm putting my consumer hat on hearing you saying these things and I'm going, ooh, I've heard some things similar to this before. And typically those are reserved for business owners because you can have a lot of write-offs. But are there these kinds of strategies available to the high income earner that works at a company?
They absolutely are. Now, it really would imply that they would need to change their tax status. But one of the things that I will tell you, Mike, is that's one of the things that I didn't know about. And I was paying more than my fair share to taxes, realizing that there are so many business owners out there that were able to take advantage of that tax code because of the way that it was written. At the same time, as high income earners and highly paid W-2s, oftentimes individuals they don't even know that they can save money in different ways to where they minimize their taxes down the road. And that's a topic for another day. But more importantly, they don't know that they can actually keep more of what they earn. And so whether they're business owners or they're W-2s, there are different things. Obviously, there are different nuances to that. But the idea is how can we shift from just a W-2 mentality to say, okay, here are the things that you can be doing based on what it is that you're striving to achieve in life, based on where you're at in life currently or you're looking to do in the future, to be able to minimize your own taxes, just like everybody else.
And I'm confident that there's way more deductions and opportunities for the business owner. We know that. But for the W-2 employee, what I'm encouraged to hear you say is there's still opportunities there that aren't known or that aren't typically recognized. And if you just knew this and let's implement that. So I think that's really neat just to hear, hey, I wonder what, you know, you hear about these states, like I'm in Colorado and you hear about, you know, unclaimed assets and the state has things and you go look, and I looked and I had some, it was not a lot of money, but it's really neat to go, I wonder what is there for me. So maybe someone is listening to this going, maybe Eunicia, you could look at my situation and go, what, you know, W-2 or self-employed, wonder what there could be some aspects that way. So I think that's super encouraging. So talk a little bit, you were mentioning the future. Why does planning for income taxes, why is that a little bit different than just planning for tax exposure in the future?
Well, that's a great question. I would like to segment it into two kind of problem categories. The first category is that most people, when they hear tax planning, they immediately think of taxes, saving on taxes for today, this tax year, last tax year, which is really the short term. The other problem is, but also the more of the reality, is that most individuals do not look at the long term. And because of that, they don't plan for the future. They don't plan for what those income distributions are going to look like. They don't plan for, you know, what is it going to look like when I retire? Nobody wants to talk about retirement because that makes us seem like we're aging. But let's just say, what will that look like when it's time for us to stop working for money? And the challenge that we see is that most financial experts are simply not equipped to help their clients with both minimizing the taxes in the current as well as for the future state, right? That tax exposure. Because of that, because the inability for individuals to get support looking at what's today, what's going to be in the future, and how do we design it? How do we design that path, that domino effect, in such a way that we're not shooting ourselves in the foot for this year, nor are we jeopardizing how much we're going to pay or not paying taxes in the future?
You know, it's that balance. And I think I've said that word so many times over the decades that I ought to write a book on balance, because it's like the old seesaw. You push down on one side and the other side's going to come up. And so you don't want to be over one side or the other, and you don't want to do things the wrong way. You want to have things set in your favor, looking a little bit now, looking in the future. But if you focus too much in the future, you're missing out on the present. And if you focus on too much in the present, like the tax wise, then you're not taking advantage of things that you could be planning in the future. So all of that just makes so much sense. Kind of like, you know, planning for retirement. It'll come before you know it, because do you know what you were doing 10 years ago? Bam, it goes fast. So retirement will be here quicker than we all hope that it is, because time just marches on. So we need to look at our tax situation now, make some plans for the best decisions today, but planning for tomorrow. So it's almost like people, you know, view filing for taxes as checking the box. Oh, I got to file taxes, file it, fill in the blank, done, check, next. But what are those missed opportunities? I think that's a big misconception that people have, right?
Well, without that misconception, we've got that people have this inability to really not only minimize the today, but also optimize the future. And because of that, most individuals, frankly, they feel like they don't have control because they don't know where to start. And you're right, right? If we were to look at 10 years ago, what were we actually doing 10 years ago? It would maybe we're putting ourselves to shame, right? But the challenge here is that as a result of not being able to take that, to have control, into feeling loss, that loss of control, it's costing individuals tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars between the short and the long term. For sure, it's at least tens of thousands of dollars. In most of our clients' cases, when they come over to us, we realize that, or they realize that they can easily save tens of thousands of dollars over a lifetime. Yeah. Certainly, it adds up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? And so,
because of compound and opportunity, because if you had this chunk of money that you could have saved this year, next year, and you didn't save it, that could have been put to use this way, that way, different recommendations you have. So it's not just the dollars that are on a piece of paper. It's what you could have been doing it in years to come. And if you don't do it, boy, that can compound quite fast.
Big time. And yes, by the time you're putting in, I wasn't even referring to the compounding of interest, right? But by the time you put that in there, and lost opportunity is huge. So in terms of a solution, a lot of people will say, well, we've got a problem. What do we do? You know, who do I go to? The reality is that individuals don't unfortunately have that team to support them. And what they truly need is they need to get the support necessary to help them plan to minimize not only their exposure to taxes and on current gains, but also to help them think through what does the future look like for them? What are the goals? What are they trying to achieve? And then work backwards to figure out how do we minimize their tax exposure in the future? Because frankly, I have not spoken to one person who does not believe that our taxes are going to go up in the future. So if they are going to go up in the future, what are we truly leaving to chance? Is it our lifestyle? Because we might be thinking that, hey, $100,000 might be sufficient for us to live off of in retirement. Well, what if taxes were to go higher? Have we considered what the impact of taxes would be on that income in retirement, right? Whatever the sum may be for individuals, it can be daunting, and it can definitely be a lot of money left to chance.
You know, that brings up a huge point that I think a lot of people don't think about. It's 20, 30 years ago, you would go, put things off for retirement because you'll be in a lower tax bracket. Maybe, but big question mark. But here's I know that you can't tell the future. I can't tell the future, but I'll guarantee you this. Here's an indicator of what the taxes could be in the future. You know that little thing called a deficit, and it's in the trillions? Well, how does the government start chipping away or paying that? Taxes. So if the deficit is massive and growing and not going down dramatically, the only option is our taxes are going to stay the same, if not get worse. So we don't know what the tax rate will be, brackets, but we just know that probably taxes today and 10 years ago are lower than what they'll be in decades to come. We don't know what it's going to be. So plan for that. And we don't know the tax bracket. Now, you bring up another interesting point. You know, you think, what's your lifestyle going to be in retirement? Maybe X number of dollars you assume would be wonderful for you. But if you're not going to the office 9 to 5, 6 days a week, maybe you've got more time in your hands to go do traveling or hobbies or things like that, where you might actually be spending more money than what you suspect. So having someone on your team to say, what if, and let's plan for this contingency and let's have this safety net, that's a huge clarity for people.
Huge, huge. And one of the things that I'd love for people to understand is oftentimes they, you know, especially after they hear me speak, they're going to say, well, why didn't my CPA or why didn't my financial advisor tell me about this? The reality is that seldomly can you find those areas of expertise all underneath a single roof. Yeah. Not because they're not well-intentioned, it's because they're complex. We've got a team of experts that pulls it all together, not because we're oh, so smart, which I kind of think we are, but it's because we have the individuals where, you know, we're bringing together, we're able to bring those together, that expertise together for the client to match where they're at, to match what their goals are, and to ensure that strategic plan gets put in place in accordance to who they are and what those plans are.
And if everybody that's having different angles looking at that client, you know, through the eyes of financial planning, retirement, wealth building, legacy, taxes, legal, all the different, and probably more I haven't thought of. If everybody is thinking about it because they're on the same team and everybody wants to benefit who? The client, right? If every single one of the spokes on that wheel are trying to get the most value for themselves, now the client is left at a loss. So when everybody's working together to benefit the client and that client knows, wow, I'm getting this piece of advice from the whatever, financial, the tax person, that's fitting into that overall plan that I was given in the beginning. It kind of makes you feel good that it's like, I've got a team behind me. And sure, your client might have their own person here. So you plug them into your team, but you've got everyone holistically able to sit down with them and say, let's put this plan together, help you out, think for the future, but how's it going to benefit you today?
If the client's team is not on the same page, there will be financial leakage. It happens and we see it all the time.
It's almost like putting your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time.
Pretty much, yes. I mean, it's hard enough to try to balance that in itself because the brain will not allow you to do that, right? But if you actually do achieve that, chances are you're probably going to blow your motor after a while.
Yep.
Because there's only so much that you can push and pull at the same time. So yes, it's very important. It's very, very important for the team to be on the same page, because if not, it's only the client that stands to lose.
So if someone is thinking, wow, I need to at least have a second opinion, or maybe could you take a look at my situation? What's the first place that you typically are starting with them?
It really depends from client to client. Oftentimes, because we're wealth strategists, at the core of what we do is we focus on the strategy, bringing all the pieces together, the taxes, how and where should money be invested? How do we optimize retirement or income streams in the future. It really depends from client to client. We'll have clients that will come to us, client came to us and they were told by their CPA that they were going to owe over $2 million in taxes for 2022. And the question was, what do we do? Help. There are a lot of people, let me just preface it, there are a lot of people that wanted to provide help and provide a lot of wrong information, which is the reason why the client really didn't take any action, because there's a lot of confusion. So the moment we came, these people came over to us, the company, they want to invest money. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars that are sitting in bank accounts that are doing nothing. And so we were able to put them in touch with the right folks to where they're getting really nice rates of return on their money that's still liquid. They still have access to it. It's not locked up somewhere because they need the liquidity. But at the same time, the biggest priority for them is the taxes. We have other individuals that are closer to retirement, and we need to figure out how do we increase the income streams in retirement. And then taxes become part of the discussion, a very critical part of the discussion, because of what they may or may not have done in the past. So our methodology is very flexible to meet the client where they're at based on what it is that they're trying to achieve.
You know, what I like about what you answered there is not that you said, oh, well, we first put them in this product, then this product. Nope. You said it depends, and it's based on what they need. And you're a strategist. You're not a person pushing products. So when I hear strategist, I really resonate with that, because it means you look at the full picture, you get their full story, and then you start going, oh, because you need this and you said this, here's something to consider, not pushing them into something. So that example was wonderful, and I'm sure you got dozens more like that. And every single one is going to be different based on what they need now, today, versus where they need to be in the future. So if 100%. Someone is listening to that saying, Eunicia, maybe give me a little, you know, overview or second opinion, what's the best way they can learn more and then also reach out and connect with you?
The best way for them to learn more is to check us out on our website, www.empoweredfinancialplanner.com. Or if they want to, we have a free giveaway. It's a quick, short read on the 5 pitfalls that everybody should be avoiding. Some are hardcore. Here are some of the things that you shouldn't do or you should do. And some are more attacking at what a lot of people don't talk about, which is the mindset. What are the simple things that we need to change in order to see the benefit that so many other people have seen? But unfortunately, the majority of the population is still living in the dark.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a real pleasure talking with you today.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you so much, Mike.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.